Welcome to the Wildly Tarot Podcast. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Eddie.
Okay, so this is the infamous Tarot Tidbit 78 that Holly and I refer to on the podcast probably almost every episode. You're probably like our admin assistant at this point because you literally helped us write our book. And you're there for us whenever we're like, hey, we need to see cards for this. Or, hey, what do we think about this? Or, hey, what's the hot goss here? You're always there for us. So, like, you're already like an honorary, like, a host of the podcast, but no one's ever heard you in vocal form. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so sweet. And this is not who you are, because I know you as the chaos monster.
That yes.
Is, what is it? Jesse Davis Star Driver.
Yeah.
Jesse Davis Star Driver is how I know you as the chaos monster.
Thank you.
Yes. I can't wait for other people to get to know you in that capacity as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your tarot account that is infamous at this point. You're contacted by like everybody and anybody who's trying to Kickstart or anything. So.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but I do love it when people contact me about their new decks because that's really fun. But I just have a lot of decks because I have a problem where I like to buy everything. And so I've been collecting decks for probably 20-ish years, maybe a little give or take on that. So I have quite the collection. And I post a different deck every single day to my Instagram. And I do a flip through and a little reading every day.
Yeah. And you rarely repeat a deck within, like, what? Now it's going to be, like, a 3 years' time?
I started in 2019, so this is year 5. And I will repeat decks eventually, but it usually a couple years after, and not always.
Mm-hmm. I just love that. I love your hyperfixation on tarot decks, because it literally so beneficial when I was writing the book, and I was like, hi, this deck that's out of print and extremely expensive now, do you have it?
You bought it when it first
came out. Right, exactly. Like you bought it when it first came out, like, because you were sort of like the alternative kid. And so you bought tarot decks when it wasn't popular. And so now you have this huge collection that was super helpful, and I love it. So I thank you for your contribution to my life and our book, because it was like, I was literally super helpful. So anyway,
I'm happy to help whenever it comes to that.
We met for the first time, like, what, 4 days ago now?
Is it 4 days? On Tuesday. So yeah, that would have been 4 days, I think. I can't do week math.
It's a Saturday, so math does not exist on the weekends in my brain.
True.
So,
but Eddie came to visit me for my birthday,
yes.
And they spent my birthday with me. Yes.
I did spend your birthday with you, getting a tattoo, which was not a very, like, birthday-esque activity for you.
I love getting tattoos.
I know you
and,
do,
like,
but I was
being
getting
at
a tattoo.
Well, that's okay.
Yes.
It was still fun to hang out.
It was so much fun to hang out for how long did it take? Like 6 hours?
Probably. I think
about 6 hours.
Because we got there at like, what, noon?
12 is when we got there. And I think like after
we left at 7.
All the paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 7. So I think after everything, we started at like 1. So
probably.
It was also 6 hours of the best Gucci Mane biography reading I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yes. The artist Georgia, who's one of my friends, has Gucci Mane's autobiography. And to distract Eddie from pain, I just read to them for the whole time and learned that I don't know anything about Atlanta rappers.
It was so funny also because as someone who's like lived 2 hours away from Atlanta, like I know how to pronounce like regionally all of the places as well. And so there would be, you know, like maybe like something like, what's a funky...
I can't remember any of them.
I'm trying to think.
Wasn't
of like
there
the
one that said it was like Kate something or Cat?
I think you pronounced it Decatur, and I was like, no, it's Decatur, something
sure,
like
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
I also couldn't say moniker. I kept calling it monkier or something. I don't even know.
Moniker.
Moniker. I don't know. No, it's like I switched the K and the N. I've just never like read that word out loud because I read I read so often, but usually it's to myself and not to to friends. Which
right. Well, my problem is that moniker is a word that you say a lot, but you really never read it in the context. Mm-hmm. Like it's a very kind of formal. Like I would tell my Korean students, like, this is a formal English word that you probably won't use. Most people would use like nickname or something like more simplified, you know, but moniker is pretty formal for English language stuff. So like I would have looked at it and been like, what are you supposed to be in my brain? And I probably would have done monk something because I just go of the for way it. It's phrased. You did. I loved
just,
it.
I just say things, and if it's not correct, that's fine. And if I'm trying to sing a song from memory and the words are different in my version, that's also fine, and that will happen.
But yes, you stayed with me through all of my time with my tattoo, my octopus tentacle tattoo.
Which is so gorgeous.
It is now covering, like, I want to say, like, a fourth of my
body. Your chest, your neck, and your under area.
Under titty. And I got to meet your mom, who was so precious and so sweet. And then your son is also like the most adorable kid I've ever met in my entire life. And I've met him before. He does not remember. I've shown him my collection of snakes probably like 8 or 9 times.
Yes.
But getting to meet him in person, he loves you.
He told me that he missed you.
Does he remember me still?
Well, now he does, but he.
Okay.
But. Okay. Especially meeting permanence. In person.
Right. Meeting over like Zoom or FaceTime or whatever doesn't mean that I really exist in life. When I come in person is when I exist.
Yeah, you're just someone on the phone. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just a figment of your imaginations until I appear before you in real life, just like Jesus.
I know. Well, that's kind of how it felt for me, because like we've been friends for I don't know how long, and then this was the first time we actually ever got to meet in person.
Yeah, I think I think you said it was 2019 when you opened your tarot account.
It was.
And stuff. So I'm pretty sure it was, that's not wrong. So about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I kind of wormed my way into you and Holly's DMs because I listened to the podcast and I was like, I want to be friends with them because they are so cool. And then it worked.
It did work. This is how friendships are made. Just burrow yourself into my heart and then you can live there. So
that's what I did to Logan and T and Claire. That's what I do to everyone. I just say, pick you. And then I don't leave them alone until they talk to me.
I really feel that's like how, like the difference between like extroverts and introverts, like extroverts really like burrow for, like, they like choose someone in a room. They're like, I pick you, Pikachu. And then they go after that person relentlessly until they're friends, because that's how Joe and I became friends. Joe picked me from across the room and was like, I pick you, Snorlax, and like burrow their way in. So I feel like that's pretty normal, which is nice for me because it's hard for me to take social cues on if people like me or not, because I'm just a generically like likable person, if that makes any sense. So I can't really tell if people like me because I do things for them or because they genuinely like me. So it's nice to have affirmation from people who are like, I pick you and I'm going to worm my way in and not leave that space. So I love it.
Well, for what it's worth, I really like you.
Oh, thank you. I like you too. Especially because like I get to hang at your house and meet your kid, and we got to talk about dinosaurs and space, and he corrected my space facts, and I was like, okay, dude, we're gonna die anyway. I didn't say that to him, but he was like, our universe is exploding, and I was like, well, we also have like the Andromeda galaxy is gonna collide with our galaxy, and he was like, but the sun's gonna explode before that even happens, and I was like, okay, we're just gonna die anyway. It's hard not to get existential about space, but he was at least very matter of fact and not realizing where my brain was spiraling of like, yes, just take me, death ball of flames.
Well, he lives with me, so he's used to that, poor guy.
But he's just so cute. And then I got to meet your kitty cats finally after having so many voice messages of Theo purring into my ears constantly during times of need. And so I just love it so much. Ugh, it's so good.
Yeah, they're good. All my creatures and children, all good.
You just have the, like, the best vibes. I'm so glad we could hug. We got one good hug in and then a soft hug as I left because of my tattoo. So we'll have to rectify a bigger, better hug later, I think.
Next time when you're not in pain, we'll have a better hug.
Like, when I'm able to move my entire top half, we will have
a better hug. Not, like, wrapped in cellophane.
Cellophane.
Or cling wrap, whatever it is.
Yeah, saran wrap. I did say, I will say that your saran wrap job held up really well because it lasted the entire drive. And by the time I got in the shower at home, like, it was, like, 8 or 10 hours later. So you did a great job cellophaning everything.
I'm super good at that. I don't know. Lots of practice.
You're super good at, like, stuff that sticks to people. You're just good at sticking to people.
I'm really sticky.
Yes, we like that. Also, tell us why you love Ice Planet Barbarians, because I feel like you've listened to the series 8 times by now, maybe more.
A million times. I love
them. Expanded into the Ice Planet Barbarian universe, even.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes.
So tell us about that.
It's because it was you and Holly talked about it once, and I think that's where I, like, originally found it, or maybe that's how I found it. And then I read it all on Kindle Unlimited, and then I read it again and, like, a few more times. And then you told me about Scribd, which is like a
audiobook sort of thing.
Audiobook subscription thing. And so then I listened to all the audiobooks, which is wonderful because then you hear it out loud when they're saying all the things that they're saying. And if you don't know about Ice Planet Barbarians, it's a series about 7-foot-tall aliens with a spur, which is just a little thing, a little special thing. No spoilers, but...
You don't know where the spur is.
Oh, but you'll like it, I promise. But yeah, they have that. There's, like, the Ice Home books. There's all the ones that are, like, more in space, like the Corsair books and the Rizdiverse and all. I don't know. I just love Ruby Dixon, all of everything she does. And I like to play it, have, like, a nice background of just horrible monster raunchiness all the time when I'm working.
Well,
so that's...
I was thinking, like, last week on the pod with Logan, I, like, confessed that I've been writing, like, fan fiction. And I was thinking, like... Well, Eddie, you may not want to say that because that's kind of out of pocket. I was like, wait a second. No, it's not. Holly and I have talked about what's the milking one? The milking home
Morning
companion.
Glory Milking Farm.
Thank you. Yes, I went to Prairie Home Companion in my brain. That was not the same thing. but yeah, Morning Glory Milking Farm. So, like, our listeners are not new to us enjoying monster fucking at all, which I feel like the aliens in this series are quasi monster because they're aliens, right?
Yeah, they're aliens.
So, yeah.
They're humanoid, but they're not. Yeah. And, like, honestly, as someone who doesn't really enjoy dating human men, I wish I could find one. My own alien.
And they're also, like, just like always very option. Sweet. Yes. Yeah. And, like, even
and
though
obsessed,
they may be, like,
and,
moody.
And they always want to make sure that their lady is pleasured first. And they're like, anytime they reciprocate, they're like, oh, this isn't done. I'm supposed to show you how good I am to you. And I'm like, yes, please do that.
Yes, exactly. Like, it is the pinnacle of what, like, the bare minimum of what we should expect is the Ice Planet Barbarians. A spur and 7 foot tall. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
I'm requesting. If you can't be my Vectel, get out of here. I'm tired of you.
I love it so much. Okay, are we ready for the card of the day? Can you draw the card of the day for us today?
Yes. Yes, let me pull out a deck. I'm like sitting in my room at my table that's just covered in decks because it's where I do my, like, flip throws and stuff. But can I tell you about this little deck that I'm using?
Yes, tell us about the deck. Yes.
It's called the Little Theater Tarot, and it's just so cute. I posted it maybe last week or the week before. I don't know because time means nothing. But it was one because I think it's like Tevada Tarot, like the shop online. They were having, like, this mystery box sale, and it was I don't know how much it was like, it was like the price of, like, one of their decks, but it was a mystery box with two decks. And I bought the remaining three of them, not knowing what decks I would get. And this is one of them that I got, and it's so cute. And all six decks that I got from that, I didn't have, and I was shocked.
Oh, really? So, that's cool.
Yeah, so like, and I would have never bought them because I didn't even know that any of them existed. So,
Little Theater
is just so cute. Yeah.
Aww.
And it's kind of like a, what is it? Is it kawaii or chibi or?
Oh, kawaii. Yeah, yeah. Like kawaii. Yeah, and then like
chibi.
Chibis,
yes.
Are like the
like
characters.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Types.
It kind of just feels like really cutesy like that.
Okay.
But they're just like, and it's a smaller deck too. But yeah. But just a RWS clone. But yeah, really cute though.
Yeah.
And they all look like babies. They all look like little children. So the sun probably has a naked baby on it. I can't remember. So hopefully I don't pull that. But if I do, I know you'll be happy.
I will be thrilled.
Okay. It is the Four of Pentacles. And the person on there has little like glasses and they look so grumpy. I'm gonna send you a picture because it's so
tell
cute.
Me the picture. I want to see the picture.
I'm send
the
you the
grumpy
picture
TV.
Right now. Okay, hold on. Okay, wait. Oh gosh.
Bated breath.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Boom. You should have it.
Let me see. I do.
So
oh
cute.
My gosh.
Like
she
such a little
like
grumpus.
Like they look like Edna Mode from
yes from
Incredibles.
The Incredibles, yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
The haircut, the glasses,
yes,
the stature,
absolutely,
everything.
Yep, mm-hmm. Everything. Oh, I love them so much. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. So, Four of Pentacles today for us.
Okay, well, we'll go with that energy of conservation and moving forward. Hopefully, my voice will conserve itself because it's doing weird stuff because it's the springtime almost outside. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So our first question of the episode is from Suzanne. I am at a crossroads in my life where I might have an option to early retire soon or stay in a job that has some potential, but management for years has been ridiculously awful. After being transferred last year against my will, I had some really dark months from last spring to a few months ago. The everyday is a lot more manageable these days, and the job is still stinks big time, but is financially rewarding. With a house, two kids in college, chronic illness to manage, and tarot card addiction, financial security can be a good thing, but sometimes it's the only reason to not take a risk. I'm hoping to finish a doctorate in education by summer, but as research goes, my first planned completion date was last December, lol. I've worked in the same school system for decades and had specific career goals that were all derailed in the last few years working for extreme bullies who HR and leadership have been unwilling to manage. Oh, that sucks. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds miserable.
Ugh. Like, especially who HR and leadership, they just can't control them. That's like mm-hmm. the worst sort of like atmosphere to be in because they just go unchecked or they know they're going unchecked. Ugh. Okay. Financial risk is complicated in family, what with health insurance and the three of us in college right now, and I'm not naturally that kind of risk taker. So, one choice is to retire soon and to just find a part-time job or somewhere to, part-time job somewhere to help make ends meet. It would be doable, just hard financially, but have more time to finish my research and hopefully gain a new career as a professor or researcher next year. Or stay in an uncomfortable but financially rewarding position and hope I can get a lucky transfer to a new office. And go back to my original plan of working to full retirement and then when I have a new job and health insurance lined up. Incidentally, I've been reading cards since I was 16 before I even knew about tarot, which I discovered at the New Age bookshop shortly after going off to college the first time. As a kid, I got a book from the library about how to tell fortunes with playing cards, and if my Catholic mom knew what I was doing, I probably would have been banned from solitaire and go fish forever. That's so cute. But for some questions, it's always hard to read one's own cards or the cards for someone super close because you never know what you're injecting what you want to see or afraid to see into what is really there. Thanks. I hope this all makes sense. It's hard to write in tiny box on my phone. Okay. That makes sense. I'm so sorry. You did so well. Okay. So to me, it seems like there's like a toothpath sort of situation mm-hmm. here. Like staying where they are right now to meet those financial needs or retiring or take early retirement and find a part-time job. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like those are the two sort of options that Suzanne has.
The two branches of...
Yes, two branches.
Yes.
Okay, so do we want to do, like, vibe checks on the branches, like, one at a time?
Yes, I think so. Okay, so... That makes sense.
So, okay, what would you like to start with first? Or what kind of vibes do you want us to ask about?
Let's start with the early retirement, part-time, like, riskier...
Okay.
Financially one. But... Okay. Possibly less risky to the mental health.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. Ugh,
I know, that's so the worst.
It is. Okay, so let's see about things. Okay. And I'm using Queer Tarot, which we will have to review on the podcast because the deck itself is delightful, but the box makes it look like the Ellen DeGeneres of queer stuff, which it's very... I feel like a straight person designed the box because I did not buy this deck for so long because of this box. I was like, this box is turning me off to this deck, but the deck itself is really good. So anyway,
yeah.
Just had to get those feels out.
Yeah. Sometimes box choices, I wonder like why people make the choices they do. Cause it just doesn't match the vibe of the deck at all. And it makes me mad and sad. Cause I want everything to look the same.
Because the deck reminds me of, like, do you remember, like, the Sluttest Tarot where, like, the individuals are sort of, like, cartoony drawn? It feels a lot like that, but, like, a vintage Morgan Greer version of that.
Yeah.
So, like, anyway. So, okay, I'll stop ranting about this, the box design, but I was like, what the crap, publisher?
I love it when you rant about things like font or box design. Like, it's comforting because... You have such passion for it, and it's very funny for me because I don't care as much as you, I think, because sometimes I don't notice things like fonts, but I do love it.
Oh, right.
Get wild up. Because then I can be just, like, yeah, fuck that.
I just feel like the outside box does not match the inside deck, and I want to know how that choice was made.
And why it's a mass market deck, isn't it?
It is. It's but
so it was made by someone who it is probably just made by someone else.
Well,
because
the deck itself is super inclusive and super beautiful, like an actual like queer tarot deck, right? But the outside does not make it
the
look
right
that
one.
Way.
Isn't it like black with just like queer tarot and big letters and like a couple colors? Yeah,
and like a pink triangle. That was it. Yeah. So. Early retirement, part-time job. Okay. Okay. Okay, what did you get?
How many cards are we drawing?
Two or three. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
However many you feel like. I have no...
Okay. Because I drew two. I drew the Knight of Pentacles and the King of Cups.
Oh,
which
interesting.
I think,
okay, what do you think?
Well, like Knight of Pentacles, I think could be kind of alluding to the financial side of it, you know, having it be a little less sure. But it might be like, you know, you can get through it. You'll still be able to soldier on. And then like the King of Cups, like doing what's best for you and like mentally and like emotionally and like feeling better about where you are with it and being more comfortable there.
Right. Like, and kind of like taking back that like emotional power that you've kind of lost in the situation.
Yeah. Especially with it being the King and being like, you know, like the highest court or, you know, having that back for you.
Yeah, exactly. So the cards I got were the Hanged Man, the Seven of Cups, and the Seven of Pentacles. So it feels like you would be waiting a little longer for a part-time job because there may be too many options or you're waiting for an option to come through. And so I feel like that aligns with the Knight of Pentacles that you drew, that it's kind of like slow-moving money, if that makes any sense. It's not like... It's not, like, fast or, like...
it's not rushing like the swords would.
Right. So, with all of those, like, I don't think that it's necessarily bad, but you would just be on hold for a little bit longer than maybe you want to be.
Yeah, and also probably have to be a little more conscious with how you're spending your extra money, because there might not be as much. And that's always hard, too, because, you know, especially if you like to collect tarot decks, I know that's a very expensive habit to have.
Right. And with, like, kids and insurance, I'm not sure what country Suzanne lives in, but if it's in the U.S., it's like a... having a steady paycheck, as I know these things, it's hard to like live and exist in that sort of state in the U.S. specifically. So I hope you don't live here just so you have health insurance that's secure. But it's just this is not, to me, this is not negative, like inherently negative. It's just sort of like there's going
to
be like
the challenges that
pattern.
Are going to be there. Yeah.
Right.
Like it's not going to be horrible, but it's what I think she already kind of laid out too. Like she understands the challenges, and it's just confirming it.
Yeah, agreed.
But okay, I do think it would make you happier. Okay. I feel like it would be like less stress on like the work side of things, but more stress on financial. So kind of like shifting it, so which doesn't make it go away, but it'll make it a little different.
Make it a little worthwhile if like emotionally you're more happy with things, that it definitely will make a big difference in other ways than just the financial side of stuff. Okay, so let's do cards for the second branch of our little tree of staying in their current position and retiring from that eventually, it sounds like, right? Full retirement, of working to full retirement.
Yeah, I think just staying, even though the HR and management and everyone's not taking care of the people who are being buttheads, turds.
Okay. That you're no rush. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, I pulled 3 this time.
I pulled 3 as well. What did you get?
Oh my gosh. I was jealous last time because you had an extra card.
Oh,
Should have just pulled another one. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, so the first card... I'm going to pull 4 cards. No, I'm just kidding. So the first card I pulled was 5 of Pentacles, which is wild for this. And then the 10 of Cups, and then the 8 of Swords.
Oh, okay. So, interesting on my side of things. I got the 5 of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay, the 10 of Wands.
What?
And the High Priestess.
Okay.
I think,
if you
would have
said 8
think,
or something,
yes.
I would have been...
No, I lied. The 2 of Swords. Sorry, she looks like
two
the High
swords.
Priestess. 2 of Swords. So yes, the 5 of Cups, 10 of Wands, 2 of Swords. Did we all just pull like kind of very similar cards, but just from different okay. So what's the vibe that you're getting from your set of things?
Hold on, my headphone is trying to escape my ear.
Okay. You're fine.
So for me, I just think it's interesting that the one that would have more financial stability has the 5 of Pentacles on it. So it's maybe is it worth it even to do that and make that sacrifice?
Right.
Especially with the 8 of Swords there with it, because that's kind of feeling like trapped by it, but you're not fully trapped. You could leave, but like you chose to go here. That might make you feel a little more stuck in with the people that are harder to work with. But then like the 10 of Cups, that 10 of Cups, man, such a cheerful little guy.
I kind of wonder if the 5 of Pentacles there is like talking more about like bodily stuff, like where it'd be like more difficult on their like body physically just to remain there because of the stress, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And then that, like, having kind of switched with the Cups being more of the stability of finances.
Right. Or the stability of home life, where you can go back there.
Being able
and
to
that will
yeah,
be...
being able to support the kids and your health insurance and all that. Yeah.
Right. It's kind of reflecting, because with my cards, with the 5 of Cups, there's going to be that disappointment, that exhaustion. And like, did I make the right choice to stay? That's always going to be nagging to me. That's what these kind of say. So it's almost just reflecting what they've lined out for themselves and kind of know what to expect, if that makes any sense. So to me, it feels like the vibe check is they're very accurate on the vibe check of what they need to do. I also wonder if the Two of Swords here is like, you already know the decision you want to make. Mm-hmm. So do it. Yeah. You know, because I think that's like something where we want the cards to like tell us so we feel better about our decision that we kind of want or are kind of like desiring, but we already know in our heart the decision we need to make or want to make in this situation. So maybe just consider trusting yourself and your gut in the decision you need to make right now and realize that it's still temporary and you can always change your mind later if it's, if you wind up, you know, thinking like, well, you know, like if you stay and decide that you don't want to do that, there's always that sort of out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, so, not being trapped there forever.
Right, exactly.
Just take your blindfold off and walk away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Also, side note, the same character with the glasses and the bob is in all the cards. All of them.
Oh, really?
And in the Eight of Swords, their little glasses are on the floor next to them. And it's so cute.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of like what a bully does too. Like, the bullies take off your glasses and make you think like fantasies or delulus that are not, that don't really exist because you can just walk away from them. I do love that. That's so cute.
But they're not in every card. I'm looking. It's not in every card, but this person is in every one that I just pulled.
That is hysterical.
They're in a lot of the cards, but not every single one, but most of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild.
But still.
Wild.
I love that. So, okay. Well, what question do we want to sort of ask next? Because I feel like this is sort of like just confirming their vibes, if that makes sense. Which is not, which is helpful, but also like, not helpful.
It's like, hey, what are they? It's like exactly what you just said. How are you? Great, thanks.
Like, okay, great. Well, at least we have a clear view of what is going on, so.
Maybe we could say, like, try to tip the scale of which one would be the better thing to lean towards, like financial or
emotional, or like the benefit, like maybe like the benefits of doing this and the benefit of doing that, maybe, and giving that sort of like option, because at least in benefits they can have a better idea of what the long term like bonuses would be. There we go. That's what I want to do. Okay, so we'll try the benefit of retiring early.
Yes. Sorry, I'm yawning because it's 9:12 and you know I'm a sleepy person in general.
And you're also like a Pisces in your own season, so.
I know. It's such a sleepy time.
Okay.
I want to get in my bed and just lay down because it's so comfy in there.
I will say I shuffled my cards back into the deck. Me so too. That was interesting. Okay, cool.
I did too. I'm just.
Okay. I mean, I like shuffling cards back in the deck because I like seeing what appears again in questions, kind of referring back to stuff, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you ready? Okay, what cards did you draw for retiring early but benefits? There we go.
Seven of Pentacles, the Fool, and the Queen of Pentacles.
Okay, I also drew the Seven of Pentacles again, which if we recall to like 3 minutes ago, also came up when we asked about the vibes of the former thing. But I also drew Death and Justice. So I feel like whatever job is coming up next is like a life-changing job for you or like a directional-changing job for you that brings everything into alignment. So
yes. Especially with the Fool, too, like kind of jumping and making that leap.
Absolutely, yeah. So that is encouraging. I feel like the Seven of Pentacles, like from both of us popping up, is like.
Yeah.
And especially like, referring back to the original question. Yeah. It's going to be fine doing that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you just let's have to like take some time to nurture it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And it's okay to like wait for something to bloom and blossom. It's just getting impatient in the waiting. That's the worst part.
Yeah, I'm impatient all the time, so I feel that.
Okay, let's see. about the benefits of staying at your current workplace.
This deck is so little, so riffle shuffling, I'm like, I'm going to bend it in half. But I didn't.
That's how I feel about, let me reach for it, what's it called? Coastal Curiosities by Lennox Reese. I got their mini version, and that's how it feels. Very much like I'm going to bend it in half as I shuffle.
I don't want to ruin decks, but I like to shuffle so much.
You all have heard me shuffle this deck, and another card repeated itself in the same place as my last draw.
Which
I'm
one?
Not even joking. The Which Five one? Of Cups. The Stop Five of Cups, it. Dude. Did you draw the Five of Cups too?
No, but I'm so okay. Your cards are just chasing you.
They're just being so, well, they're chasing Suzanne. They're being rude to you, Suzanne. But I got the Five of Cups, the King of Swords, and the Knight of Wands. So, like, in these, like, for the court cards, I feel like these are the bullies because the King of Swords can be super toxic in his words and, like, cutting people down and being so cutthroat. And the Knight of Wands has no control over what's going on, like, their words, and they will just rush into a situation and wave their stick around hitting people and they don't care. So I really feel like that sort of thing will escalate and you'll be even more disappointed with what's going on, I guess. As a benefit, I don't know if that's a benefit or not.
It's a great benefit.
It's a benefit for you to know this, okay?
Yeah. I pulled the Emperor, the Six of Wands, and the Queen of Wands.
Okay.
So, Wow. Yeah, very different benefit over on this side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe like
your accolades.
I was going to say, like, finally get the recognition that you deserve, like, working through.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, maybe the Emperor will finally step in and, like, do something to make it a better place.
I think there's just so many people at play in, because to me, I'm seeing these court cards as people cards because it's a workplace situation. So I think that there are just lots of things at play that may work itself out, but the results may be more disappointing than what you're wanting. You know, like the Emperor may come and be like, okay, you all like shape up or whatever, but it doesn't really work, or the result of it isn't as super like strict as you need it or they need it to be for you to thrive in that environment.
Yeah.
So, I hope this helps, Suzanne. The cards were chasing you from my deck, so I don't know. Queer Tarot has stuff to say tonight. So, thank you for trusting us with your question, and let us know how things go.
Yes. I have the second question from Anonymous, and she says, I'd love some insight on what I can do to end... On my end, both to support myself through and perhaps improve a really rough patch in my relationship.
Okay, Anon. Okay, so how do you feel like we want to deal with this question?
We could do like the support, how she can support herself, and then anything, and then like on the other side, like anything that she can do to improve it.
Okay, yeah, like, so steps forward after, like, supporting myself is primary, and then steps forward from that.
Yes.
Yes, I love it. Okay, cool. Okay, so I think my finger is bleeding from cutting myself on the edge of these cards. Yes.
Oh, my
God. So riffle shuffling is gonna be interesting. Okay. Well, at least I've anointed my deck with my own blood like a true vampire that I am.
And that's...
Okay.
You know, I always say a deck doesn't work until you bleed on it, so that's perfect.
I love that so much. Okay. Supporting themselves. Okay, supporting them. Oh, geez. Now they're going everywhere.
Oh, geez.
I've had to start saying that instead of Jesus Christ because around my family I can't say Jesus Christ as a cuss word.
Oh yeah.
So I've defaulted to Jeez or Jeez Louise.
Oh Jeez Louise, I love it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I'm doing two quads this time around for this.
Two quads.
What did you get?
I got the Knight of Cups and the Five of Pentacles.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and I got the Five of Swords and the Six of Wands. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I know. Some interesting cards for this question. So how do you think, from your set of cards, they can help support themselves through this?
I feel like, because the Knight is kind of walking towards the Five of Pentacles, is the way I have pulled them. So kind of taking where you're feeling like you're left out and like not getting what you need and bringing your own cup to fill that up for yourself. So like if you're not getting what you're, if you're, you know, it's a rough spot in the relationship. So I think it's fair to say that things are just like not vibing and like communication might not be exactly where it needs to be. So maybe giving yourself a little extra, just like self-love and self-support when you're feeling that way. Romancing yourself, like in a, not even in a romantic way, but just in a, treat yourself in a, in your emotions and make yourself happy.
Yeah. And like you're in a, like in a very gentle way, I feel like, like with gentleness and kindness towards yourself, because that goes along with my Five of Swords, because I take the Five of Swords as like a negative self-talk sort of card, like where you're just so in your brain, you're not listening or paying attention to other people around you. And what is reality? It's sort of like you take like your thought, your brain gives you a thought and you take like the worst of that thought and you believe that, you know? So I feel like with that and the Six of Wands, it's sort of like recognize these thought patterns that are happening within yourself when this negative self-talk happens, and then
like twist it to be
more twisting
positive.
And not even twist it, be more positive, but like also just sort of recognize your victories and what you have accomplished. And like if it's a bad day as far as like your brain focuses and hyperfixates on like something negative, like, oh, you know, like I'm just using it for instance, this has nothing to do with their situation as like we know, but like oh, you know, you haven't like gone on a walk today or something like that, you haven't been outside, and you fixate on that, like, oh my gosh, I'm such a horrible person, I haven't done anything outside of my house today. But in reality, you've done lots of things for yourself and other people within your home, and kind of like pivoting that automatic brain thought that hyperfixates on the negative to the reality of the situation of like, no, I've done, even though I haven't stepped foot outside here in my space, I've done blah, 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 blah. You know, brains are weird. So, but that's just my example of pivoting, I guess.
They are they're horrible.
Yeah. So I think supporting yourself in that way would be at least helpful in recognizing the reality of what's happening and not fixating on the negative of you, like of what you kind of perceive that you've done or that you should do. There we go. That's what I want to say. That was smart. Okay.
I liked it.
Well, while I have the one brain cell between, between myself and my dogs, let's go to the second part of how they can, how can they can walk forward with during this really rough spot in their relationship. Okay, please hold. I forgot to shuffle properly, so. Okay. Please hang man for me.
I'm hanging.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
What did you get for these?
I got the Ace of Swords and the Two of Swords.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
And I was like, okay. Speaking of shuffling the deck, I promise I did. But yes.
We could hear you. You definitely did. Mm-hmm. I got the Seven of Wands, the Eight of Pentacles, and Death.
Okay.
So as a step forward, what are you feeling they should do?
I think for the Ace of Swords, I think like making sure that communication is open and that you're not like hiding your feelings, even if it is a harder conversation to have.
Right.
We can never assume that your partner can read your mind, like no matter how long you've been together or how obvious you think it is, like you still have to talk about these things. Otherwise, it's not going to get better. And then like with that Two of Swords again, same card with the little glasses on the ground, same as the eight, little glasses on the ground.
Aww.
So cute. And the moon is hanging by a string, like it's a set on a
stage. Oh my gosh.
Because it's the little theater. So it's like a stage. Theater. Okay.
It's a little
Anyways.
Theater.
Yeah. And actually, sorry, side note, the Ace of Swords, the hand is coming out from a curtain that has like the cloud painted on it. So it's like all theater. It's just really cute. Sorry, I get sidetracked so easily. But, you know, communication and don't wait for them to initiate things, like, even though it's hard. I think it's hard sometimes to be the person that starts that because pride can get in the way and, like, well, you know, if they don't care enough to do it, why should I? But if both people are doing that, then it's never going to get done. So just making that first step.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, but also, like, don't put all of the... don't. This is just me. This is not the cards. Uh-huh. This is me saying... All the responsibility is not on this person, is not on Anon.
Yeah.
The responsibility is on both of them. So don't feel like it's your burden completely. But in order to move forward, you have to try to move forward. Sorry. Yeah. That's just, that was Rachel, not the tarot.
That's okay. Well, I think Rachel was very kind and the advice was very good because we all can have opinions. This is Wildly Tarot Podcast. Wildly comes first before tarot. So we're wildly right now. Absolutely wildly.
I love wildly.
Okay. Okay, so with my Seven of Wands, Eight of Pentacles, and Death, this is definitely, like, a conflict, like, that you feel on the defensive about for whatever reason, it seems like. And it's, like, with something, it's, like, you're trying, I don't know if it's, like, someone's being picky, because to me the Eight of Pentacles, when they get, like, again, like, hyper-focused on something, they become, like, overly picky. Their job is just they're just focused on this one thing and finishing it. So I think with this Death card, there needs to be maybe like a change of like a drastic change of interacting with them. And like, maybe like with what Rachel said, like instead of where you're usually the passive one hanging behind, I'm not saying you are, I'm just in general, if you're one to be passively like reacting and responding instead of like being the one to come to your partner with things, then maybe like switch it up and you come to them with this instead of waiting. Or if you're the one that's usually coming to them constantly with things, perhaps try to do it from a different angle and different perspective than maybe like, I'm not saying this that you're nagging, but this is like the Eight of Pentacles can be very picky in general. So I don't know exactly the vibe of specifically the Seven of Wands with it being defensive. It feels like maybe they're being overly picky with you and that's kind of annoying and making things worse, and you're not sure how to respond. At least this is the Eddie vibe check here. So I think it's like Death is turning it on its heel. That means like you being the one to confront the situation and to being forthright and saying like, hey, this is how I feel when you do this. And this is how I'm feeling right now when you do, like, respond this way with this attitude. This is also Etty as the person who had a very picky partner. So this may be my own issues coming out. But my partner was extremely picky with lots of things and he would, like, let that known. And I never felt like I had the voice to be able to say something because I didn't have the exact perfect words. But to me, if this is a similar situation or if this is able to apply in any sort of way, like, you changing how you respond is going to be helpful in moving things through and improving the relationship and being honest. Because I think that Ace of Swords is a very honest card and open.
Absolutely.
Very direct. It's not like beating around the bush and, and how you interact. Exactly.
What you need to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I hope this helps, Anon. I hope it, yes. I hope it does. And let us know if you're able to update us about things, because we would love to, if you need us, pull even more cards. Rachel has all the decks. You could choose from all the decks if you want.
It's true. And
we can pull more.
I wish I had all the decks. I only have some of the decks, but I have a lot of the decks.
A lot of the decks. Okay. Well, we love you so much, Anon.
Yes.
Okay. So, are we ready to talk about our deck of the week, Rachel?
Yes. This is so pretty.
It's so pretty. So this also aligns some of our geeky interests, because this publisher is like a publisher of like D&D themed tarot decks, oracles, etc. They originally created it's called the Adventurer's Tarot, but it's technically like an oracle / D&D bag of many things deck sort of thing. If that makes any sense?
Yes.
And people were mad when they realized it wasn't like an actual tarot deck, that it was more oracle deck. And I'm like, just read the cards. Okay. Anyway, but people were mad. So I purchased that deck and I love it. And then now we have this deck called the Eldritch Overload Tarot. Am I pronouncing Eldritch right?
Yes. Like Eldritch Horror. Eldritch Overload Fantasy Cyberpunk Tarot. So good.
It is so good. So a little about the deck before we get into our own personal thoughts and opinions, of which we have many. Step into the cyberpunk fantasy city of Neo-Valkan, a neon jewel in a desert wasteland of trash and dead civilizations. Each fully illustrated tarot card in this in this RWS deck gives you a peek into a neo-feudal future ruled by corporations, powerful gangs, and ever-present government surveillance. Plug into the expansive Spark, wander the dangerous junklands, explore the grimy undercity, and peek into the luxurious penthouses of the high level. Each card is stamped with a holographic foil on the front and back, and has been masterfully designed and illustrated by the artist Brenda Ho. It is produced by the Eni award-winning team at Weird Works, and is a spiritual successor to their Adventurous Tarot Empress deck project. Mm-hmm. So, it's a pretty deck. It's so pretty.
It's so cool. It's like everything about it is so beautiful. I can't stand it. Like, even the inside of the box is foiled.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It's so pretty.
They know that we like shiny things. They made this for us, I feel like.
They did.
So, yes.
And actually, like, when Eddie first talked to me and said, like, what should we do? I'm like, we should buy a deck that neither of us have as a treat.
Yes. Yes.
That's what happened.
Exactly.
And we both got the die set as well, because they have, like, the... Oh, mine are downstairs. Like, I should have brought them up here. But they're so beautiful as well. And Eddie got the book, too, right?
I got the giant book companion, as well as the tarot bag. I got the whole set because I was like, if I'm going to treat myself, I'm going to do it right.
Treat yourself.
So I got the full set. The holographics, I will say, like, the backs are beautiful of, like, this. What is this creature called?
You asked me too quickly. I can't say it.
I know. I did.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and all my D&D books are downstairs, too, because it's on.
Yeah, it's not a mimic.
No. Hold on.
It's the one eyeballed guy. Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, with all the tentacles.
Yes, and with the tentacles have surveillance cameras all on the corners of them, which I think is a really cool way to, like, modernize this D&D monster. Spectre? Is it a spectre?
Is it Big Eye? No.
Yes. No. It's no.
Beholder. The Beholder.
Beholder. There we go.
Yes.
Gosh, okay. That took forever. Yeah.
Sorry, the first thing was it said Big Eye, and I'm like, that's not it.
That's that not it? Yes.
That's like a TV something.
It probably is. But yes, it's a beholder with, like, instead of tentacles, it has, like, surveillance camera tentacles.
Yes.
So it's very much this dystopian nightmare sort of thing. the foil, so that's all foil on the back, and then the front of the cards, the foil is like beautiful, but it doesn't like overtake the imagery from the cards, which I thought was really, really spectacular, mm-hmm. because it's so easy to overfoil and to make it like
too shiny,
to make it too shiny, and also like you can't see the details, but it's just mm-hmm. enough shiny where like you can still appreciate the artwork on the cards. So I like
it was
that
very
a lot.
Intentionally done, like just like pulling it out, like the Fool, it's all of them have the border and then like a couple things, and the thing in the Fool that really stands out is like there's a little someone with a phone, like a concert, and the phone is filmy, and then that's shiny because a phone would be shiny, or like the glasses or eyes. It's very intentional and very pretty. And like when I did my flip through on Tuesday, which was my birthday, because that was the day that I actually saw Eddie in person, so I'm like, I have to use this deck that we bought on this day. And like my one thing is that I don't have like a good camera, it's just like an iPhone, so I can't fully capture, like the flip through I posted does not fully capture how beautiful the foiling is, because it has, it's like silver holographic, but it has little speckles in it that are all different rainbows, and it's not just like a solid thing, and it's just perfect, and I want to eat it, like I want to eat this deck because it looks like
it's
candy.
Like it's kind of like glitter, like holographic stuff, it's like
it's
very
so
glittery
pretty
feeling.
Yeah,
it's really great. For the specs of the cards, I had to hunt these down from a forum from a few, like, a while back. Okay, they're printed tarot size. They're unique holographic foil, like we said. There's 78 cards designed by Brenda's Dream, in the cybernetic dream world, but it's very RWS-based. It has anti-scratch lamination on each card, ultra-thick card stock at 350 GSM, but it's not, like, uncomfortable to shuffle, if that makes any sense. Like, it's a very shuffleable deck. The book, the little booklet inside was written by Brenda Ho, and then the holographic foil is in the side the tuck box. So we covered that, but I just want to make sure the details were pretty much stated overall. So what kind of level
the name,
go ahead.
Did we say Weird Works, like the name of the
We did people? In the company, like up above. But yes, it's Weird Works is like the company. They have like a really cool company of like lots of fun stuff, like dice, t-shirts, stamps for your D&D book, so you can like see what items are in your thing, whatever. It's like lots of gaming, sort of like a niche shop. So,
which is so fun.
I like it. It's super fun. Send me a discount code. I will like support all of your stuff, Weird Works. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'll put it everywhere.
We'll
everyone
put it everywhere.
Everyone can have it. We can have everyone buy this deck.
Exactly. Oh, I forgot to look at the name changes. I believe, let me look at the deck, because I believe the miners had their stuff changed. I forgot to look. Sorry.
Yeah, the it's potions, swords, coins, and wands, and then it's still Page Knight, Queen King.
Yeah. There were no majors changed from what I saw, and no court card changes. So
potions is the only thing that, or like coins maybe, but that's in a lot of decks too.
Pretty typical, right? Right.
Yeah.
So, yes. So that's really no name changes. So what kind of level of reader do you feel like this is good for?
Honestly, it really does call on the Rider-Waite or like RWS deck, without being like too exact. So I would say like maybe not your very first deck, but you could probably pick this up pretty soon. Just because it's not too out there. And it's just like really cool. So like if you are more into gaming or like cyberpunk, or like just are drawn to the artwork, but because like I know for me, like RWS it's a classic, but like the art doesn't do a whole lot for me. So it's nice to find something that is more fun.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think this is like beginner. Even if this was the first deck, it would be like maybe a little bit of like a, like, what is this exactly? But it wouldn't be difficult to sort of get over that sort of hump. It is pretty inclusive as well, it feels like, with like different body types, different monsters,
relationships.
Like, yeah.
And it looks like different races based, but like everything's kind of colored, not like real people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like there's like small goblins and things like that. So ranging up to like big tentacle people. So yeah. There's like a range of even like, I feel like D&D inspired ethnicities, mm-hmm. I guess, if that makes any sense. Yeah. Even like bird people. So
yep. We love a bird
and
people.
And cat people, animatronic stuff. So
it's just so good. It's so funky and weird. I love it.
Yeah.
Weird works indeed.
It's definitely like what is that? Cyberpunk is that video game, mm-hmm. I think it's very cyberpunk feeling. Yes. Very absolutely. Like futuristic. But without mm-hmm. being like kitschy, if that makes any sense. Like I don't feel like it's like I don't feel like it misses in the references yeah. at all.
Yeah, and I also like because it's like almost a political commentary based on like, yeah, like they're watching you, they're doing this, like it's just
oh, right.
kind of like mm-hmm. And that appeals to me.
Right, right.
But yeah. I just think it's a really like well done deck, but the Empress mm-hmm. Tarot or the Adventure Tarot Empress deck, I think was like the official title. That was so well done as well.
And oh yeah.
They're just very thoughtful and the art mm-hmm. is very pretty. So I think
yes.
a good one to pick up for sure.
Agreed, agreed. Like if you're a geek and or if there's even like a geek in your life who's expressed like a minor interest in tarot, or even like teenagers, I feel like would really enjoy this deck just because of all of the different colorful people that are in it and like mm-hmm. the visuals of it is really just fun, I think. So
yeah.
Oh, we already yeah. talked about name changes, sorry, spoiler alert. It's potions oh, and coins. Okay. How many favorite cards do you have and what are they?
Hold on, let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 favorites.
Okay.
I could have so many more, but I tried to not
oh, right.
pick okay. the entire deck. So I just okay, picked okay. my very favorite. So number 1 and number 2 are the High Priestess and the Empress. I love the High Priestess and the Empress just in general, but the High mm-hmm. Priestess is like this bird person on a yes. sitting on a all foiled sparkly crescent moon. Mm-hmm. Very pretty. I just think that they're so like regal and there's like direct eye contact, which is yeah. a little scary, but I like it still. Very, very uh-huh. pretty. If I had to have a crush on a bird, it would be this bird. Because it's
oh,
a very
yeah, it's such a beautiful bird.
Beautiful bird. And then the Empress on the other hand is like an elf from the ears, it looks like, uh-huh. but like lots of greenery, but there's two cybernetic arms and like holding up a little propagated plant and another planter, and it's just like so earthy and beautiful, and there's some tentacles down there, so Eddie,
yes.
that's for you. We love a few tentacles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love them. Like I have the Empress tattooed and I'm getting the High Priestess sometime because they're just my favorite. And
yeah.
I always seem to be drawn to them. And then uh-huh. I picked Strength. Strength is my next one, which is the one I actually drew. The day that I posted it, which
oh, for the day
I
posted,
love it.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. And I just think that the person on there is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And like
yeah.
the goggles is where the infinity sign is, and it's a tiger instead of a lion and another moon. But I just think it's a beautiful card, and I pulled it, so I'm like, I have to bring it because
you have to bring it.
Just yeah,
it's necessary. And
yeah,
also I just a little side note: 8 for the day of the tattoo. 8 was also mm-hmm. the amount of legs an octopus has.
Yes,
and it's the card of the year for this year. So I just was
yes.
like, that is just a nice
a
little
card.
Moment for that day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So good.
The next one is the Star, and I think it's because of all the foil in the puddle.
Oh, yes.
But, like, also the raincoat is foiled, but it's see-through, so you can still see the outfit, like the little skirt or dress or whatever they're wearing. And then it's reflected, unfoiled, in the rain puddle, and I just think that it's absolutely beautiful, and it's, like, such a cool use of the foil.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
it's like they're walking down, like, a little alley. For that one. And then I have 3 more that are minors. The first one
okay.
is the 8 of Swords because I
oh,
love
yes,
that it's
I
like
have
a
that one.
Spider. Yeah, like it's like a
ugh,
it's
so
like
good.
A robotic spider that's tying up the person. And the web is all like shiny
it's like
and
Shibari,
pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so
it's
cool.
Like, it's so pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the first minor. And then the next one
okay.
is the 9 of Potions because it's at the Circle Fae and I can't
oh.
get over how hilarious that is.
Uh-huh.
And there's also like flavor. There's like words dripping in the holographic up top, and like there's like potions for a price, and I just think it's so funny because like we had a Circle K that I would go to all the time in high school, because it's right across the street from my friend's house, and the fact that it's a Circle K made me like spit out my drink, and I had to bring it.
That's so cute.
Yes, and the last one is just because I took a day and a half off basically this week, so I was like very busy the rest of the week at work, and so the Ten of Wands, which is this like raven character, like raven person with an IV, and like, and it has a coffee mug that says work work, and they're just like banging away, and like the wands are poking it in the eye, and they're crying, and it's just like, oh yep, I feel that. I don't necessarily like the feeling, but I understand it way too well. So those are my favorite cards.
Okay, I love that. That's so sweet. We only had one crossover, being the like Shibari Eight of Swords character, which that was just so, like the blue on this is so pretty. Ugh, I just love spider moments. I love them.
I love spider. You know I love spiders. I love them.
I know that I love them. I will rescue a spider every time because they will eat the mosquitoes, and I would rather have a spider around than a mosquito.
Oh, I just leave them in the house. I'm like, go for
Just have shop there. So I'll start with my minor cards because I feel like the majors were so dynamic. I want to talk about those last. Mm-hmm. So, first is the Six of Swords, which is like an alien moment where a fish alien is coming out the stomach of a humanoid person with like a Jar Jar Binks like behind, not Jar Jar.
Yes.
Nope. Who am I talking about?
Kind of.
Not Jar Jar Binks. No, it's the other guy from Star Wars.
Jabba the Hutt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
With the Jabba the Hutt behind him. So I just think it's hilarious as the Six of Swords.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, traveling to a healthier place. I'll have to read about this, but I just think it's hilarious. So maybe that should have been more in the WTF category, but I just thought it was funny, and so I like the card.
It is a good card.
Next is the Five of Wands. So it's basically all of these people, kids, like at a PC room in Korea. This was extremely like normal to see. Like people would go to these big computer cafes and like play games all the time. So the Five of Wands being like this clusterfuck of kids trying to play games together, like in this PC, they call it Pishibang. So like, and then like, it looks like there's like one adult in the room, but even then they're like, ahaha, we win the game, you know? So it's just like a fun moment. It's a bird. The bird. Yep. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. It has little pigeon like hand raised up and like, ahaha, we won, sort of like. Sorry, know, I'm putting so a narrative funny. To this, but it's no, so it's funny as the Five of Wands.
But wait, look in the very top of that. Is that Jake the dog from Adventure Time?
Yeah.
Or is that another maybe. Bird? I don't know.
It could be either, to be Easter honest. Eggs. But I see, Easter but eggs. I see that you could where you could get that though. Yeah. So
I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay. It was fun. Next is the Seven of Potions, which is just like a bunch of like pills and face tinctures and things like that. And it's like just beautiful because it's like just simplified like boxes or containers of like beautification stuff or like pills to take to make you feel better. And I just feel like that's a great way to signify the Seven of Cups. Like what's your like pick your poison. Like what's the thing that's going to make you feel better, you know? And like, is that, if you indulging in this cup, is it going to actually make you feel better? Or is it going to like in the long term, not do any good? And I just think that's a really great way to think about the what is it called? Seven of Cups. There we go.
Yes. So
I was like, what was this card? Seven of Potions.
I also love it because, like, if you look at the actual names of stuff, like, there's, like, a Medusa and it has snakes and lay on hands sanitizer.
Yeah.
The 4D4 for the extra strength. And it's like, I love it. This is so fun.
Yes. And Glamour as, like, glamour. A facial, like, yes. The more. Second glamour. Wind is, like, a pill of something. So it's just cute.
I love it.
And now to the majors that I have. First, I'm just going in order. First is the Hierophant as, like, the creepy ass, like, skull that's being kept alive by like this regenerated thing. Like I don't even know, like, his hands are gloves, so you're not even sure if, like, he's actually, like, actually alive and real. Mm-hmm. With, like, two followers that could potentially also be robots at his feet crying. Like, it's a very cool, it's a creepy Hierophant image.
I do like that.
It's so creepy. And the green is just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Next is Death, which is, I think this is maybe, like, the first political commentary one we've talked about.
Yes,
from the deck.
The
this
police.
Is a mm-hmm. yeah, cyberborg sort of police killing and spraying protesters, it seems to be. And it's just, like, a really good, like, imagery of the overviolence that the police have towards civilians.
Yes.
And the, you know, and that the rate that they go from 0 to 60, in my opinion, it mm-hmm. feels like. So
they definitely do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the next one is also in the same vein, where it's Judgment, and there's a man on a, what's it mm-hmm. called? Like a big truck. Yeah, van that says, "Keep humans pure" on their little, like,
gross
sandwich board. And they're right in front of, like, other protesters are kind of surrounding this van that are of other ethnicities, like orcs and other people. So that's mm-hmm. just, like, for Judgment being that, I think it's really interesting, because
yeah.
usually, like, Judgment is that Jesus imagery of coming back. But to me, it's like, with this being, like, politicized as, like,
mm-hmm.
a racial purity thing, makes me really want to, like, sit with this card and think about, like, how the RWS in the original form kind of promotes white supremacy in certain ways, if that makes sense,
yeah.
or, like, at least a Christian viewpoint of white supremacy. So anyway, that's probably a conversation for another time, but anyway, that makes me think. So
I would be really interested for you later to tell me, like, what the big book has to say about
Judgment.
Let me,
well, here, I'll flip in the big book, because I got it right here. Thankfully, it's not the sun card, because the sun card I only have half the page of, because I don't know. Oh, also,
yeah.
the image for the Judgment is half the part that's ripped off. So, okay, we'll talk
good.
About this. Okay. okay. So the Judgment card: all sorts of crazies rant and rave in Otugui District, but none are as universally reviled as street preachers, spewing mindless ignorance and hate like badly written chatbots. I've always wondered what they do after they pack up their megaphones and go home. Do they lead normal lives and eat their trays of Insta meals in front of the tube, watching Wheel of Misfortune with their families? Or do they simply sit and stare unthinking and unblinking into the darkness in an unfurnished Econo studio? It's like split down the middle for the second line. I was like, how do I finish this? Okay. Econo studio. Waiting for the sun glow lamps to buzz to life again at dawn so they can crawl back out and mindlessly scream about whatever it is they have dedicated their miserable lives to loudly and publicly regurgitating verbal vomit about. Upright, lack of awareness, incompetent self-loathing. Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the same thing
this.
As the... Yeah, that's in the little
what?
Book, too. The
oh,
lack of awareness.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
do they have the paragraph in the little book?
Yeah, like
criticism.
Fixation on criticism of ourselves and other clouds of our mind, with doubt, right?
No, it does not have... wow, the book is actually, like, expands on that. Okay, sorry. The book says, criticism can be a blinding force. An intense focus on the shortcomings of others is often a reflection of our own failures and self-hatred. Are you really upset by another's life and actions, or are you projecting your own issues? Perhaps you are the one subjecting yourself to a vitriolic spew of self-criticism. It's time to step off the soapbox and apologize to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect. You don't need to lie awake at night thinking about everything you've done wrong, especially if it fills you with doubt and grief. You can learn from the past, but don't become trapped in it. And kind of the questions that they ask are, is there someone you actively take issue with? Consider your biggest complaints about them and why you feel that way. Do they remind you of yourself or bad things in your past? Are you guilty of similar vices? So it's a very introspective card.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the reverse as reflection, awakening, and absolution. So that's really
okay.
interesting.
Yeah.
How they kind of, like, turn that on its head. So
I like it.
Yeah. Okay, so my last card is the World. And it's because it has, like, a little squid man That's kind of feeding, like, his brain seems to be alive, but the rest of his body is emaciated. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it's sort of like this renewal of energy that's constant, like, in the renewal of his, like, body where he's dying but also living constantly.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Is the one, like, person on the left holding a brain?
Yes. It looks like to me that they're holding a brain.
I like
that. I know. Very it's just, gross. It's a purple card, and I love purple. Mm-hmm. So... so yes.
Good.
Do you have any like ick cards or like what the fuck cards for
Are you
this
ready?
Deck?
Are you ready? There's I just one.
I and have just one as well.
It's already been mentioned. It was the Six of Swords.
Six of Swords? Okay, okay.
Because I'm so sorry. Tell me that fish doesn't look like a giant dick. Just
it
like bursting
like
out of this
dick,
person.
Because that's what I thought as well. Okay, let me look at the Six of Swords. What did they say? Six of Swords. Swords. Okay, here's the...
Because I'm like, I don't understand this as a Six of Swords, but also, like, I don't dislike it. I think it's hilarious.
But it's definitely
of swords. Six of swords.
Not
okay.
what I expected.
Okay, ready for the Six of Swords?
Yes.
Most folks avoid the sewers below Neo-Valkan, and for good reason. The network of waterways interwoven with ancient catacombs and forgotten syndicate hideouts is bloated with more than just filth of the city. Varys knew that, but it didn't stop him. The promise of lost riches was too alluring, so he set off into the cistern. He made it 3 days into the bowels of the sewer system before the pain in his stomach became too much to bear. What had started as a worrying ache quickly became a shooting pain, driving him to his knees in fetid water. Fetid? F-E-T-I-D. Fetid? Fetid.
Fetid. I don't know.
Fetid. Good. Okay. He Good. Called out, hoping that one of the other undercity scavengers would take pity on him. A low, croaking voice in the darkness called back, leading Varys to consider that coming here may have been a mistake after all. So the upright is entrapment, self-sabotage, ego disorder.
Oh.
And the reverse is acceptance, transition, responsibility. So interesting. So it feels like some of the cards
reversed. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I feel right, which I think is interesting because it kind of like gives you that sort of difference in than what we're used to. I think it's mm-hmm. a nice little like play on the archetypes. So.
Yes, I think I might revise what I said earlier about this being like a good beginner deck then. Because I feel
right.
If you're a beginner, and because like the more that we read into the actual meanings, it might be a little more confusing to have cards feel reversed when they're not reversed, you know?
Exactly, right.
But I still love it. Which, I love it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I think in modifying it that way, like it's mm-hmm. a good like intermediate beginner deck if you're wanting something that... Like, because, like, I don't ever read reversals, right?
Me neither.
That's not something I do. But I enjoy the reversal meanings that have come through in this deck so far, through mm-hmm. two cards that I think are pretty fun. So.
Yeah, my thing with reversals is, like, I can, when I read it, it's like the card could be either one. Like, it's.
Oh, right.
Meaning is, like, fuller than just the upright or just the reverse. And for me, it's
exactly.
more of just, like, how I feel it means. Uh-huh. So I guess, like, more of, like, the intuitive side of it. So I like how it's kind of like blended with this deck.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. Okay, what's yours?
Mine is the Two of Pentacles. Or Two of Coins, I should say. Okay, let me find the Two of Coins. Three of Coins. Two of Coins.
Okay.
Because it's just a readout. And I'm not sure, mm-hmm. like, I know that it's like a heartbeat because it says, like, life support, and that has some numbers, and then terminate, insert two Crypt Gold to continue. But I'm not sure, like, on a Two of Pentacles, like, on a daily basis, sort of, like, mm-hmm. work-life balance sort of thing, how that sort of lines up. So I'll read.
Yeah.
So the upright meaning, that's just the keywords are compromise, risk, adaptation, balance. Mm-hmm. The red nurses were sympathetic to Julian's plight and kindly provided him an itemized bill for Vaya's care. Each line item was conveniently paired with whatever organ or limb of his could be sold to cover the cost, down to the last cent. They directed him toward the payment package, suggesting those that promised the shortest recovery times. He felt his heartbeat in his ears. He never wanted any of this. Julian pointed weakly to an offer at the bottom of the screen. Any one limb and a pint of blood for 1 month of a special unit care. His eyes wandered over to Vaya, already stripped for parts, like some kind of junkland refuse. Signing on the dotted line, he closed his eyes. The nurses assured him it would all be over soon. So,
oh my goodness.
So, yeah, it really leaned to that compromise, like, bit mm-hmm. of, like, adapting and balance, but I guess maybe like balance and adaptation to like whatever situation comes your way, if that makes sense. Like, and not like a balance, like, oh, you need a better work-life balance sort of thing. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I saw that one. I was like, it's really pretty, but it kind of reminds me more of like the look of it is more of like a Marseille
style. Exactly. That's what I thought of too.
Card. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So. Okay, well, I think I forgot to do this with Logan last week, so I'm sorry, Logan, but would you like to draw a card from the deck to signify your relationship with it?
Oh my gosh, I would. I gotta shuffle it, though, because I reordered mine so I could find things easier.
Oh no, I'm sorry. That's I also have blood on the corners of my deck anointed now because it is very anointed.
I love it.
I blame Queer Tarot, though. It was not the corners of this deck at all.
No, this deck is, like, beautiful. I love the cardstock.
It is beautiful.
I just want to, like, ugh, it's so pretty. I'm so excited because I got it, like, the day after or, like, 2 days after my last D&D session. I'm so sad because I couldn't show off my new dice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to bring them and be like, haha, my dice are prettier than yours, idiots.
I haven't had a D&D session in person yet, so I'm just collecting dice because I like them.
I know. I just love playing D&D. My, like, little group of nerds and I, we have so much fun.
I know, I have D&D, well, not D&D, but it's like TTRPG tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited. Ooh, interesting card for me.
Which one is it? Tell me.
I got the Nine of Wands.
Okay.
Do you have your card yet?
One sec, I have to.
No, okay, I'll read while you're finding your card. Oh, you do?
Ooh, I do.
Because I was going to read what it is. From the book, since I have the book here.
Yes.
Okay. So what is your card?
Mine is the Six of Potions, and it's so cute.
Ooh, Six of Potions. Okay, let me look.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is really cute. Oh, I love this one. This is one of my favorites that I put back. Okay, so for the Nine of Wands, the city slickers of Neo Valken feared the Junklands. The junk lands, and even tough and hardened junkers fear what lies beyond the halo. Very few are brave enough to face the many dangers of the wastelands, but Kayla is the exception. With a body more chrome than flesh, Kayla stands ready for conflict, whether it's with the unknown monstrosities hiding in the crumbling ruins or tank-tread blitz boys storming the junk piles. The wastelands are still fraught with dangers for Kayla and her trusty B-34-ST companion, But the loss of cybernetic appendage or two won't deter her from the quest. As long as her memory bank stays safe, consciousness uploaded to a secure location, and her pulmonary battery stays charged. Ugh, I love that meaning. Persistence,
I love
courage,
that, and
resilience,
also,
and fatigue. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, look at the arm, like, ripped off with little sparks coming out of it. It's so cool.
And
the
dog.
Dog
companion, this is like
me and robot
dog.
I love it.
I love this. And red hair. I've always loved your redhead. Okay. Six of Potions. What do you feel about this? What do you think about this card?
Okay. So this card is like a little like goblin type something maybe, or a gnome. It might be a gnome. With a crossbody bag that is very relatable because I also carry a crossbody. Dropping all these potions everywhere with this like chubby grandpa person that I love as well. It might be a dwarf, maybe.
Maybe the
build of a dwarf. But yeah, like back alley. It looks like they're doing like some back alley drug deal kind of.
Yeah, they kind of are. Would you like for me to read it? But I have two voices because they're voices in the script here. Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Birchus waits listlessly, sombrero brim hiding wild, worried eyes that dart desperately from the alley entrance to the locator on his telecleric app. His grand stomach gurgles. Sleethine's head finally pops into view from behind a fried tofu cart, and the goblin darts over to Birchus, potions rattling under her layered raincoat. She pokes his distended gut, something prods back. Ooh, something prods back. Okay. No speak, Nod. No time. Burgess replies with a nod. Oh, wait, sorry. I have to do goblin voice. That was not goblin. That was Burgess.
Okay.
No speak. Nod. No time. Burgess replies with a nod, barely visible through his forest of a beard. Demogat green skin. Oh, jeez Louise. What are these words? Demogat green skin. Burgess shakes his head. Slethly. What is this paragraph? Slethly hands him a... Oh, Slethly.
Stealthy?
Slethly hands him... Nope, it's not stealthy. It's S-L-E-T-H-Y.
Okay.
Slethly?
I like it.
Slethly, I think, is the name of Anyway, Slethly hands him a magenta potion. I was going to say magnet potion.
Okay.
Magenta potion. Drink, she barks. Obediently, he guzzled the potion. She asks question after question, handing him a new potion for each answer. After 6 questions and potions, Burgess looks ready to hurl. Don't puke, you gob. Keep that down. You'll be okay. I'm phonetically saying this, okay? I'm just using a voice, okay? Is this as good as you reading the other day?
I don't know, because I can't read.
You did not do a voice. Okay. Okay.
No, I didn't. That would have been not great.
Okay.
Okay.
Sound like you're running new slide. Make your tadpole incubado. Tat combo kill it. Keep eye on urine. Member, if run green, call Celestine. She chatters before scuttling away. Burgess coughs and wavers on his feet, managing a final nod. Happy he keeps Celestine's number after their last run together. So the upright meaning is nostalgia, optimism, and naivety. So yeah, that was a really cute moment. I love Celestine.
Yeah, me too. So. Okay, so I was right. It was a goblin. Oh my gosh.
It was
she's
a goblin.
So
yes, it
she's
was.
So
she's
cute.
So cute. I love her so much. Okay.
Yeah, this is one that I almost picked too, because I was like, is this a drug dealer? I love it.
I know. It's like the telecleric. Are you serious? That's amazing. I love it. So, so yes, good. It is a drug deal gone right.
It's so funny. I love it.
So good. I love
this deck
so much.
Is so good. I'm so glad we got it because I've wanted it for so long.
I know, me too.
Because I think Kim was the one, Fable's Den, she was the one that was like,
yes.
This is amazing and I love it so much. And I was like, I should get it. And then I forgot because of who I am.
Right. I mean, you only have so many decks that you buy in a week. I think I bought the rabbit deck that you recommended me like yesterday. I just bought it. Excuse me. So it's amazing. I can't wait for it to get here.
Yeah, it's so fun. I can't wait to use it.
I love that we just enable each other constantly and support each other.
Like, please enable me because I don't do enough of that on my own, so I need help.
I know. supporting people. We love it.
Yes, please.
Well, that's our show. Don't forget to send us questions. We have one more week with Holly being officially gone. And next week, our special guest host will be Claire/Black of the Moon. So get ready for all of the spooky geekery that we're going to delve into next week. And you can find all of our contact info and question submission form at WileyTarot.com. And follow us on Instagram for @WileyTarot. And you can follow me @CelestialEsther. And you can follow Holly @HollyEnchanted. And you're not Logan, because I forgot to change this in the notes. But Rachel, where can we find all your stuff? Promote your shit, please.
Yes. I don't really have a lot of shit. I have @TarotTidbit78 on probably all of the things that I'm on. But I only ever...
Yes.
Really do Instagram things. So if you want to find me, Instagram's the best place. And if you want to look at all my decks, that's where it is.
Yay!
Hello. Yay!
And if you just want to like have like a tarot deck of the day just to look at and see all the pretty stuff, just follow them. It's amazing. You're like, oh my gosh, I need this deck. Or oh my gosh, I had no idea this historical deck existed. Anyway, so much fun.
Yeah. And I do. And actually, right now I have a...
Oh, yes.
It's not going to matter to these people because this is going to be
fine.
In the future. But... For present people who are just you, Eddie, I have one of my story card draws going on.
Oh,
right
yes.
Now
I love it when you do that. Yes.
Yes. Cause,
and I try not to be selfish when I join them because I know
you always
do
it. I
love
it when you do. Just do it.
Okay. Okay. I just don't want you to feel obligated to do me just because I'm your, like, one of your top two people.
I will do you.
And I've just put myself in the top two people space.
That's okay. But yeah, I got a deck from Rockpool, so I'm
we're doing ooh
early advance copy.
A little draw. So. Yeah. So yeah, yes. You do that as well. So yes. Indulge in all things Tarot Tidbits 78. And you can also join our Facebook community by searching for Raleigh Tarot Podcast on Facebook or our Discord. Oh Jesus, we are so close to being done. It's 10:09 at night. Okay. You can also join our Discord server, which is linked in the show notes. And Rachel, you ready to take us out?
Yes. And remember, go forth and tarot wildly this week.
We love you so much.
So much. Thank you.
So much. Bye.
Thank you for having me.